Kelly, you feel like your rush ends are getting a little bit closer to applying the pressure that you want and maybe getting a sack?
Sacks are overrated, guys, at the end of the day. Have we played great defense for 17 games in a row or whatever, 18 games? Pretty dang good defense, right? So I'll take interceptions and turnovers over sacks every day. We're getting pressure on the quarterback, and we're making quarterbacks make bad decisions. So at the end of the day, I'd rather take that than sacks. But, yeah, I think Logan's did some good stuff. I think Hunter's been there. Villain Bodie, I thought Bodie played one of his best games of his career last week. Got some pressures on the quarterback. So, yeah, do we want sacks? Yeah, I want to have – like our goal as a team by the end of the season, we want to have 30 sacks every year. But the ultimate goal, keep points off the board, play good defense, and I think we've done that well. And we're gonna have to pressure the quarterback this week at a high level, and that's going to help us, I think, play a complete game. But, yeah, we need to pressure this guy.
What have you seen from Logan leading the team through tackles through 5 weeks?
Yeah, Logan's played great, man. He's playing great in the run game, great in the pass game. He's a great cover guy, surprisingly. He's been around this defense a ton. So he knows exactly he's like the coach of the defense when he's out there, really. I mean, he's played this defense more than anybody that's on our team. And so just having him out there and the communication that he can have to get us aligned and being able to execute our defense, it's great to have a guy with experience like that.
You talk about getting pressure on Fifita. You have experience playing against him last year. Does that help you guys at all?
Oh, yeah. Obviously last year's film is going to be big. I'm sure they're looking at that. We're looking at it. Three interceptions, a fumble. I think there's four turnovers, that led to a lot of points for our offense. And so we got to do that again. We got to put pressure on him and be able to make him make bad decisions. And if we just execute our defense, and we're going to have to stop the run. I think they're running the ball better this year than they did a year ago. I like their running back a lot. I think their O-line's good. And I think they're more of a complete team this year than they were a year ago. It seemed like last year it was kind of they had their, big-time receiver. And a lot of the time it was, I think he was trying to maybe sometimes maybe overfeed that guy a little bit than probably what he should have. But this year, I think the collective receiver group is better. The running back core is better. I like their tight end. And he's obviously had a ton of experience. He's played a lot of football. So he knows where to throw the football, when to throw the football. He knows how to scramble all over the place. He might be the guy that throws it the best that we play all year this year. He throws the ball extremely well. And so we're going to have to be on our A game. And they're playing well as a whole entire team. Their defense is better this year. Special teams is better. Their team is better.
So what's the plan if Sam's wife goes into labor or hasn't delivered the baby?
Yeah, I mean, we got a bunch of plans ready. I mean, we have a plan where we could fly him home on a jet and get him back in time for the game. And I mean, there's a bunch of things. But I think right now we're just playing it day by day. And if something happens, and, number one is he wants to be with his wife, and he needs to be with his wife when that happens. And Fuller will be ready to go. And Will knows how to punt, too, as well. So I think we have a good backup plan if Sam's not around.
Hey, Coach. Coach A-Rod yesterday said that so far this year, what they've planned for necessarily hasn't happened as far as what they were expecting on the defense. How's it been with the offense?
Yeah, I would say the one game that we weren't expecting things to happen was maybe the Colorado game. They showed us some things that we had not expected in that show in the first two series. They did a great job of game planning, changing up their scheme a little bit, showing us some new things. And then we made some adjustments, and we were able to play good defense the rest of the game for the most part. But other than that, I feel like what we saw versus ECU we were going to get, what we saw versus West Virginia we were going to get, Stanford, same thing. We felt very confident in our game plans in every game, but maybe the Colorado game where we were a little off and they had done some really good game planning and showing us some things we hadn't seen yet.
I think there's an aura still by Tiger and Parker as one of those guys emerges to for sure guy going forward.
Yeah, I mean, I think Parker the last couple of weeks has shown the confidence that he's had in the past. And so I think it'll still be a mixture of both of those guys, but maybe Parker going back to taking the first couple, and Tiger will still get his opportunity. I like both of them back there. So I think they both give us similar things, but I also think they give us some different things too as well. And so seeing both of those guys back there will continue to happen.
Take us through your point as a coach. Will misses, obviously, kicks back-to-back weeks. Kind of a knee-jerk reaction from fans because he's just almost on.
He's human, guys. He's human. He made 25 in a row, right?
Yep.
And so, yeah, I mean, and both of them were pretty decent long kicks. And so, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, that if he went perfect through this whole year, he probably should get a war. He probably should walk away from football and never come back again if he didn't miss another kick, right? But, I mean, 9 for 11 on the season and 24 for 27 a year ago. I mean, he's, yeah, one of the best kickers in the country. So he's confident. And the thing I love about Will is when he comes off the field, he knows exactly what happened. you know, he's, coach, I towed that, or coach, I ankled that, or I pulled through, or whatever. Maybe he always knows what happened immediately, and he knows what he needs to fix. And so, you know, misses the one early, comes right back later in the game and makes the one, puts it right through. So, yeah, we have extreme confidence in Will. He has confidence in himself, and I think we'll be just fine going forward.
Coach, you wouldn't expect this going to Arizona, but it sounds like there might be a lot of rain.
Oh, yeah, we're ready. We're ready for the monsoon. Let's go.
Anything you guys are doing to prepare for potentially heavy rain?
You know, there's nothing really you can do besides, you know, you can do some special teams-wise. We've done a lot of wet ball drills, just making sure the snap, the hold, the kick, they're familiar with that, with the wet ball, because it is different. The ball's heavier, obviously, and so it's going to feel different when you snap it, when you get the hold, when you kick it. It's all going to be different. So they worked that today and yesterday. We won't work that the rest of the week, but just, yeah, we know it's – pretty high chance. It looks like it's going to be heavy, heavy rain, and I think our team's up for that. They're excited, and I think they're going to be prepared for that, whatever environment they're going to be in. We love the elements. We're ready for it.
Going back to Sam a little bit, just what kind of a weapon has he kind of emerged for you guys? Because he bailed out a couple of drives the last couple of weeks with just some of his placement and,
yeah.
And kicking the ball in touch with
him. Yeah, Sam's playing at a really high level right now. He's doing a great job, one of the top punters in the country as far as net punt goes. And then just our pin punts once we get inside the 50 and having him be able to pin an offense inside the 10-yard line, that's been a huge part. You know, going back these last couple weeks, he's done a great job of that. But, yeah, he's playing at a really high level right now. I think right now we're one of the few teams that hasn't allowed any return yards on the punt team, and so we got to continue to do that. And it'll be a challenge this week because I think they have two really good returners. So it'll be a challenge. And, yeah, we'll see where it goes from there.
Hey, Coach, in the past, BYU hasn't been known as with the defense to really have a good turnover margin.
Uh-huh.
And lately, you know, since you guys came, it's changed quite a bit. In fact, you'd almost bank on a couple of games now.
Yeah.
What could you attribute that to?
I just think the style of play that we're playing a little bit more man-free, you know, I think that's part of Coach Hill's defense. Playing man coverage, tight windows for quarterbacks to have to throw into, pressure on quarterbacks and making bad decisions. And then an emphasis, we emphasize it every day. We do a turnover circuit every Thursday to emphasize that as we're going into the game. So there's a bunch of stuff that we do. But I think just the style of defense that we're playing and just the way Coach Hill emphasizes certain things in meetings, I think just brings that all to reality. I think we're on a similar pace interception-wise. I think we have 7 interceptions in 5 games. That's exactly where we were a year ago when we led the country in interceptions at the end of the season. So, yeah, I think our guys are confident in the defense. They're executing the defense, and that hopefully leads to more turnovers.
Hey, Kelly. Hopefully no one already asked you this, but what draws your inspiration to the fake field goals and fake punts?
Yeah, a lot of stuff. A lot of it honestly comes back to we don't want pressure happening on our field goal unit or our punt. So if we can show a fake and get them to soften up and get them in a safe look, then that takes pressure off of the kicker, takes pressure off of the punter. And so ultimately at the end of the day, that's what we're trying to do. And so, yeah, we have to have the right looks, and the defense has to show us the things that we like. And in that game, they gave us a look. We had practiced that field goal fake for 4 weeks in a row, and they had happened to give us the look that we wanted, and we ran it, and Sam executed it, and the guys blocked well for him. And then if you guys, like that very next field goal, if you guys saw what happened, West Virginia came out and a complete safe look. They only rushed 3 guys, which they never have done. And so just taking pressure off of Will in those situations, those fakes open all that up for us.
Thank you.